The angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
What? Who are you?
Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. For with God nothing shall be impossible.
Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name.
O Lord, what shall I do? We have not been together, but Mary is with child. What will people think of Mary? What will they say? I do not wish to put her away. Why did this happen? God, give me wisdom. Show me what you'd have me to do.
But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Cousin Elizabeth, it is so good to see you again. So much has happened in the last few months, I don't know where to start. The whole way through the mountains, I've been trying to think of how to tell you. But God has done so much for me. I don't know where to start.
Oh, Mary, God has been good to us too, that he should give us a child at our age. Zachariah, an aged priest in the temple, and me, an old woman. That he should give us a son, and that God will use him to preach and prepare hearts for the coming Messiah. Oh, it thrills my heart.
My heart is so full. I am overwhelmed that God would choose someone like me. I didn't believe the angel at first. How could this be? Joseph and I are not even married yet. But he assured me that God would be with me. I trusted God that he knows best, and God has kept his word. The angel told me that you also would have a son, and sure enough, I came to visit you, and I find you like this.
Oh, when I heard you call out my name, you should have felt him leap within for joy. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. How about Joseph? Has he asked you to be his bride yet?
I was afraid of what people would think, that Joseph wouldn't marry me because of all this. But when he came to me, and asked me to be his wife, he told me that God had appeared to him in a dream and explained all of this to him and told him to take me as his wife. And he obeyed God. I was overjoyed to know that my future husband was willing to follow God.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I am concerned. Have you heard of the new Roman decree? King Herod, under orders from Caesar, is enforcing this new taxation and census for all to return to their town of birth to pay their taxes. But it's right at the time of when I will be great with child and expect to deliver at any moment. I know God will provide, but it's such a long journey. And where will we stay? And
Mary, God will provide. Remember the song? O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and shield. God will help you.
I know, but think. He will be my Messiah. But I am also his mother.
Wait. So how could Mary have a son if she wasn't married?
It is one of the miracles of the Christmas story. Jesus, even in his birth, was not like you and I. He is the unique and only Son of God.
But did people really believe his birth was divine?
Some did not. But there were many that did believe on Jesus and accepted the miracle of his birth. Where he was born was also a miracle. You see, Joseph and Mary lived in Nazareth, which was a little coastal town on the Sea of Galilee. But the scriptures prophesy that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
So, when Caesar's decree came, right at the time Mary was to give birth, that's what moved them to Bethlehem, at just the right time. I never noticed that before.
Exactly. God used Caesar to get them to Bethlehem at just the right time. It wasn't an easy trip. 90 miles on a donkey on rough roads. And when they got to Bethlehem, the little village was overcrowded with other travelers. There wasn't any room for them.
Oh, Joseph, the baby could come at any time. And every inn we've come to has been full. We must have somewhere to stay.
Do not worry, my dear. God will provide. We'll ask at this inn.
Yes? What is it? Realize what hour of the night it is?
Yes. May we have a room for the night? My wife is great with child, and she must have somewhere to lay.
I'm sorry, but all of our rooms are full. Here, we do have a stable out back. It is with the animals, and it's not much, but it is dry, if you can bear it.
Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Why do I always go off daydreaming?
Ah!
Ah! Ah! why you have to pay attention. There's a lot of dangerous things out here. Come, sit here by the fire. Your grandfather here was just musing about the stories of the past.
But they're not just stories. They're true. We are God's people. And when we reject Him, He chastens us till we turn again to Him. Do you remember how God delivered Israel out of Egypt and crossing the Red Sea? The stories of King David? He followed God, and God promised to send a Savior to redeem us and deliver us from our oppression. God will send a deliverer.
Well, now would be as good a time as any. This Roman oppression is too much.
Do you really think He'll come and deliver us?
God will send His Messiah. I am looking for His appearing. When He comes, He will bring peace. The scriptures say He is the Prince of Peace. I hope to see Him before I die. Just think, to see our Messiah with our own eyes.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Who are you?
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. He is here. The long-awaited day has finally come.
Is the Messiah really here?
Well, don't just sit there. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Come on, son. Don't fall behind this time.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger.
Mine eyes have seen the Lord. I have seen Him.
Oh, Joseph, can you believe that this little baby is the Christ child?
It is too wonderful, my dear. His name is Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins.
We have seen our Messiah. Our Deliverer and Redeemer has finally come.